It's Tuesday, it's amazing FBA News Day, the show for Amazon Seller News. Here's your host, Michael Veazey.
Hello and welcome to Amazing FBA News Tuesday. This is your host, Michael Veazey. The China-US trade war has been heating up again this week. Trump said in a Sunday afternoon Twitter post, that's the 5th of May 2019, that the current 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will rise to 25% on the coming Friday. He also threatened to impose 25% levies on an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese goods shortly. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He had planned to bring a large delegation to Washington on Wednesday to hash out the trade deal, and there had been talk in recent days that something resembling a deal could result. Instead, two sources briefed on the talks said the Chinese side may be weighing backing out of this week's negotiations. That was pegged to Trump's new threats, they said, which abandoned a six-month truce after Beijing threatened to renege on some previously discussed commitments. One source had said the Chinese vice premier would likely cancel the trip he planned for himself and a 100-person delegation for the final round of talks that US officials had previously said could yield a deal by Friday. In September 2018, Chinese officials cancelled a trip in similar circumstances. A second source said that Trump's decision to more than double the tariff rate on $200 billion worth of goods was meant to send a message to Liu not to come to the US with more, quote, empty offers. The Chinese spokesman would not elaborate on the number of people on the Chinese team, the length of the trip, or the date of departure. He also emphasized that such back and forth in trade negotiations has happened before, and that the latest round of talks saw positive progress. Major sticking points between the US and China have been intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers. There's also been disagreement as to whether the tariffs should be removed or remain in place as an enforcement mechanism. Warren Buffett, in a CNBC interview, said, "The very fact that it's a nuclear threat brings people to the table, but you don't want to have too many nuclear threats out there because someday somebody may feel apt to fulfill one." World markets went down on this news, but then rebounded, particularly the S&P 500, the American main stock exchange index, and the Shanghai and Hong Kong stock exchanges went down, but then rebounded as people decided this may just be an empty threat. Reaction from US businesses over the last few months to the trade war has been mixed. A number of US businesses have started relocating factories to Vietnam from China or repatriating production from the Far East to the USA. A lot of businesses have recently been importing and stockpiling goods as a preemptive measure should these extra tariffs be implemented. Amazon has rebranded the website Souq as Amazon.ae. With the launch, Amazon said that it's rebranding the e-commerce company that it bought for $580 million in 2017 to Amazon.ae. This is targeting the Middle Eastern market, and the Souq.com URL takes you to Amazon.ae, but Souq is still available in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. It should be possible for UK, EU or US-based third-party sellers to start selling on the platform immediately. There are members of our very own 10K Collective attempting this registration now, so we will keep you posted on this breaking news. Amazon is opening a new fulfillment center in the Midlands of the United Kingdom in Britain. It has plans to open a new fulfillment center in Kegworth in the East Midlands. They're about to start recruiting for over 500 new permanent jobs. Amazon's new fulfillment center will help meet demand, expand selection, and enable third-party sellers to scale up their businesses. There's a statement from Stefano Perego, Amazon's Vice President of UK Customer Fulfillment. He said, "We are thrilled to begin recruitment for 500 new permanent roles in Kegworth with competitive wages and comprehensive benefits starting on day one. We're delighted to expand our operations in the East Midlands. With capacity to expand our workforce to over 1,000 permanent positions in the future, this new team will play a crucial role in delivering a first-rate level of service for our customers." Kegworth will be the fifth Amazon fulfillment centre in the Midlands, the other ones being in Colville, Daventry, Rugeley and Rugby. The first dedicated UK Receive Centre was opened in Coventry in 2018. This functions as a central hub that receives and sorts millions of products each year that are sold on Amazon.co.uk. In the context of the continuing uncertainty over the Brexit position, it is obvious that Amazon is still investing in the UK market. If you want to stay up to date with news and interviews and strategies to stay afloat on Amazon, just go to amazingfba.com and click on the blue button that says Amazon Insiders Club. Thanks for listening.